Today, Adam Jones reports to Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona for the World Baseball Classic, the third edition of the WBC. Adam will play center field and start for Team USA. It's a high honor for the two-time All-Star and two-time Gold Glove Award winner for the Baltimore Orioles. Team USA will play in Pool D along with Italy, Mexico, and Canada and be managed by Joe Torre. Now, in the last two World Baseball Classics in 06 and 09, the U.S. has fallen disappointingly short. The last two have been won by Japan. Why is that, Adam?
For the pretty obvious reasons of Americans generally play three sports. We've trained ourselves to, especially the starting pitchers, to where they're full strength mid to late March rather than early March. And the teams, you know, the Team Japan, South Korea, they work together. They're out there, they play with each other, you know, 90% of their games, and they know each other inside and out. Us, we have 30 teams, and you know, it's a lot of different players from every organization. But at the same time, you know, I think that this group should be able to do a lot of good things.
Now, the World Baseball Classic is somewhat controversial, especially for players that have major league contracts, because their contracts are guaranteed and their teams depend upon them. The debate seems to be over the timing of it. There's never really a perfect time for baseball, especially on the pitching side of things, and how teams work up innings and pitch counts as they head through February, March, and get to opening day around April 1. Is there a better time than March?
The only better time would be the summer. And by doing that, you're hindering a lot of teams that have players going, especially here in the States. And I'm sure the Japanese teams and Korean teams, they probably don't care. But here in the States, it's a little different. And I don't think that our owners, by paying us all the money that they're paying us, I don't think that they would just like, you know, mid-season, just leave and go play with Team USA. That's why they had the collegiate guys doing it and the AAA guys going, because they're not going to sacrifice their players during the middle of the season.
There are eight players in the Orioles organization going to the World Baseball Classic, three on the 40-man roster, two major leaguers in Adam Jones, relief pitcher Pedro Strop, and prospect infielder Jonathan Schoop, who's playing for the Netherlands. Buck Showalter acknowledges it is a challenge.
Nothing we can't get through. It's a little bit of a challenge. You know, everybody, baseball players have a clock. You know, they have a clock of when, you know, what's the buildup. So the only challenge for them as players is it doesn't matter about me. Heck, that's easy. You know, it takes a little more work to schedule and whatever. But, you know, they go real quick and then they fall back and then you got to turn it back on again. So my plan right now, I haven't told him that when Adam gets back, we're going to back off of him for a few days.
Although there's no doubt where Adam Jones will be come opening day for the Baltimore Orioles as their star center fielder, losing him for just a few weeks isn't ideal.
If you know Adam, he's not going in there like an exhibition game. It's not exhibition to these guys. We miss him, just have him around. He's a lot of fun to be around. It'd be different if he was coming in the organization for the first time or up from the minor leagues. It's like he told me, as much as he's looking forward, he is sincerely looking forward to doing this. He wanted to do it, and we support him. But he's looking forward to getting back, too.
The United States and the Dominican Republic among the favorites for this year's World Baseball Classic. There's a chance along the way the Orioles could match up, and you could see Adam Jones versus his teammate Pedro Strop.
Oh, you see Strop. Strop's going to be with the Dominican team, and a good chance we might see each other in Miami. And, hey, it's going to be prideful. It's going to be good, but that's what you want. You want the competition, and I'm not shying away from it.
Above all, Adam says it's a great honor to don the red, white, and blue for the first time in his baseball life. The first game for the United States is on March 8th in Phoenix, Arizona. The top two teams in each of the four groups advance to a semifinal round, and the final round is between March 17th and March 19th in San Francisco, California. I'm Brett Hollander reporting from spring training in Sarasota, Florida on WBAL and WBAL.com.